This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Two records last year, and this is supposed to be impossible. In the chaos of all the news and how fast it's breaking last week, Our side missed a major global warming milestone. Global warming was proved to be junk science last week, definitively. New York Post caught on to it, but our side missed a lot of it, and they're playing catch up right now. We need to stop and pause and observe this moment because it's shocking. What has just happened? Two things happened simultaneously last year. Number one, most coal use by human beings ever, bar none, record high. And most of that driven by coal use by China, Indonesia, and India, making our stuff for us. America foolishly actually decreased its coal use last year by 12%, which is part of the reason energy prices went up by record amounts under Joe Biden, 29% across the board increase, just 4 years, which is, that's Republic ending in terms of us ever having manufacturing. We're still on track, unfortunately, and I know Trump's trying to change it. He actually had an executive order a couple weeks ago to close down all of our coal fire plants by 2030. To give you some idea, when Obama took office, Lee, coal was 40% of our energy mix. We have gutted our energy mix.
Yep.
And that is why we can't, it's great to do tariffs and try to force people back here to manufacture, but if they can't do it affordably because we have literally stupid energy policy, and I'm going to get into some of that in a minute, it's kind of a waste of time, honestly, if you don't tackle that. Well, anyway, record high use for the entire world of coal last year. So look, Lee, the ice ought to be melting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it? Record fossil fuel, record return of carbon to the environment, atmosphere. We should be, Florida should be half underwater, right? As predicted back in 1989, and we should have climate refugees. And wait a minute. The Antarctic ice cap grew? Yeah. By a record amount. That's impossible. How can you burn more fossil fuel than ever as a race, as a species, the human race, and the ice caps increase in size? No wonder the media is blacking this out, Lee, because they're absolutely blacking it out. Here's how we know this. NASA satellite data came out. Researchers at China's Chang'e University analyze that data, because I guess nobody at a university here was willing to do it. I understand why. They don't want to lose tenure, right?
Yeah.
Do actual science. And they noted not just a thickening of the ice sheet down in Antarctica, but a record-breaking gain. In other words, they're freezing. It's getting colder. That should not happen. That is impossible, which means global warming, climate change, theology, because that's what it is, debunked. That was study number one. As we headed into the weekend, we got study number two. It turns out it's not just Antarctica. Ice is rebounding at both poles. Headline, the way the New York Post puts it, ice is rebounding at both poles. Climate is more complex than we know. You think? The papers take advantage of very precise measurements of Antarctic ice mass from a series of NASA satellites called GRACE. And then a second study, again, shows it's going on at both poles. So it's not an anomaly. It's not like, hey, just some weird water flow thing going on in Antarctica. This is going on worldwide. In 2009, New York Post writes, then Senator John Kerry warned the Arctic Ocean would be ice-free by 2013. How's that going?
What year is this?
Yeah, it's 2025, and we've had a record-breaking gain, and specifically in a year when we should not have. Democrats might be able to say, well, if, you know, Joe Biden had actually succeeded in cutting the amount of coal burned, okay, maybe that's why we're regaining. But it's not. This shouldn't be happening. If global warming theory, climate change theory based on man-made carbon production, man-made carbon use is correct. This completely debunks that. So you would think the media, right, as obsessed as they are with climate change, mm-hmm. man-made climate change, would be all over this, right? Wanting to know, how is this happened? Why are the polar ice caps, both poles, thickening? No, they're not interested at all. They're blacking it out. As we continue with an energy policy based on saving us from a threat that is non-existent, which is nuts. Over the weekend, by the way, a fascinating interview with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum on what keeps him up at night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And it's fascinating because what he's saying is, essentially, this is him and he's sitting down with David Friedberg, and they're talking about the fact that China is on track to have the energy to actually do the AI revolution. We are not. We are going in the opposite direction.
The U.S. is forecasted to increase its electricity production capacity from 1 to 2 terawatts by 2040, 15 years from now. During that same period of time, China is going to go from 3 to 8 terawatts. And that China forecast, by the way, excludes any of the Gen 4 nuclear reactors, the new hydroelectric facilities, and the new thorium, or if that ever scales, that they're considering rolling out in addition to what they've already planned to roll out. So in the next 15 years, China is adding 5 Americas
yes.
in electricity production capacity. And if everything gets automated, factories are automated, AI becomes the great accelerant of the global economy, China is hugely advantaged relative to where we sit today. What do we need to do about it?
Well, this is the, if you were to ask me what's the thing that keeps me awake at night, this is the issue. And it's so thrilling and refreshing that you understand the scale, the magnitude, and the importance of this, the AI arms race, which is really driven by access to electricity.
Yeah. So if you're going to run your factories based on AI, or if you're going to make defense tech, or if you're going to dominate the semiconductor market, you've got to have energy. Mm-hmm. And Burgum is saying our energy policy more closely resembles Spain's, which just went plunging into the dark, than China. So to recap that, because it's shocking, China by 2040 is on track to have 8 terawatts worth of electric capacity. We are on track to have 2, to go from 1 to 2. And what Burgum is saying is you cannot be a part of the AI revolution at all with those numbers. You will end up, if you try it, sitting in the dark, like Spain. Mm-hmm. So Trump can do all the tariffs he wants, but if we don't fix this, we're not going to be able to compete by default. People are going to have to move to places like China just to have the energy to do the AI-based manufacturing, which increasingly will be done by machines. Here's Burgum again on the problem.
And so we in America, we became dangerously close to that right now. We've got parts of our country that are at risk for those same kind of what I'll call the Biden brownouts and blackouts to happen because we over-subsidized the intermittent and we over-regulated all of the baseload in an idea to, quote, save the planet. And all we're doing is potentially putting our own country at risk.
Yep, he just summarized everything you need to know right there. He's absolutely right about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When he's talking about intermittent, what is that? That's wind and solar.
Yeah.
We're increasingly basing our grid off wind and solar. They are intermittent. The sun is not always out. The wind is not always blowing.
And this baseline energy thing is something that just folks do not understand.
You've
got to have a certain level of electricity available on the grid at any given time. And if you are dependent upon wind or the sun, then you are not going to have that baseline amount of energy available, period, end of story. It is not possible. It will never happen because wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. And it's just an absolute impossibility that these environmentalists will not accept. There has to be other sources of energy to keep that and maintain that baseline, whether it's nuclear, hydroelectric, coal-fired plants, gas-fired plants, whatever. That has to happen.
And David Friedberg is absolutely right. We are going to get curb stomped by China. We are going to live in a world where there is one superpower, and that superpower is China, and we are going to sit in the dark.
The U.S. is forecasted to increase its electricity production capacity from 1 to 2 terawatts by 2040, 15 years from now. During that same period of time, China is going to go from 3 to 8 terawatts. And that China forecast, by the way, excludes any of the Gen 4 nuclear reactors, the new hydroelectric facility.
It's a disaster. So we can do all the tariffs we want. We can shut the factories down temporarily, long term. They're going to win. Or we're going to have a real national conversation about what just happened. Again, what was that? Highest ever coal use in the world ever recorded in human history. Unfortunately, it wasn't us. It was Indonesia, China, and India making stuff for us. The ice caps should be melting. Instead, they're thickening. And not just thickening, not just freezing up, but at a record pace we've never seen before. In 2009, climate czar John Kerry, he'd later become Biden's climate czar, he was a senator then, warned that the Arctic Ocean would be ice-free by 2013. Scientists tell us we have a 10-year window, if even that, before catastrophic climate change becomes inevitable and irreversible. We should be underwater now. Last year, we used more coal. Humanity did, unfortunately, not the U.S., but China, India, and Indonesia combined. Human beings used more coal, burnt more coal than ever in human history. We should be underwater. Instead, the ice sheet thickened. And didn't just thicken a little. At a record rate of speed, still going on. Two studies out in the last week, not one, but two, One of them showing record-breaking gains in the ice sheets. They're freezing up. In Antarctica, another one showing same thing at the North Pole. So it's not a, you know, a, well, something weird's going on down in the Arctic. New York Post writes today, 6 days after that 10-year window closed, catastrophic climate change has not occurred. Even as the planet has continued to increase the amount of carbon-based fuel it uses. It's over. There's no climate change. Not man-made. I mean, climate change all the time. Man-made? No. Fossil fuel-based? No. No, that's not a thing. And we need to stop bending our energy policy to it, or China's going to curb stomp us. Can you imagine? Think about this. Can you imagine your grandchildren living in a world where communist China is the sole superpower? Because we're headed there. That's where we're going. And Trump, God bless him, is trying to stop it. That future is all but certain, Doug Burgum, Trump's interior secretary, argued over the weekend, regardless of Trump's tariffs, for one reason. We don't have the computing capacity, the energy capacity to run an AI-based economy, to run an AI-based manufacturing base. And if you don't, everything's going to have to go where there is that energy base, and that's China. And it's India. China and India and Indonesia combined are opening an average of one coal fire plant every single day. That's why we have a record-breaking use of coal. Again, the ice cap should be melted by now. The Arctic should be ice-free if global warming caused by fossil fuel use was real. It is not real. This debunks it. We're done. We should abandon all energy policy that is based on climate change right now. And no one knows. It was a busy news week last week. Everybody missed it. New York Post did not. They did two great articles on it. So again, here is David Freeberg over the weekend talking about this. We could tariff China all we want. We could shut down the factories temporarily. It's not going to matter if we do not have the electrical capacity to manufacture stuff.
The U.S. is forecasted to increase its electricity production capacity from 1 to 2 terawatts by 2040, 15 years from now. During that same period of time, China is going to go from 3 to 8 terawatts. And that China forecast, by the way, excludes any of the Gen 4 nuclear reactors, the new hydroelectric facilities, and the new thorium that they're considering rolling out, in addition to what they've already planned to roll out. So in the next 15 years, China is adding 5 Americas.
And he goes on to explain, we're going to lose the AI race. You need big energy to support the big computing that goes into it. In Trump's Interior Secretary Doug Burgum was with him and said that's what keeps him up at night. It doesn't matter what the tariffs do if you don't have the electricity to produce the stuff. And he said a lot of our states right now, if you saw Spain, total blackout last week. I'll let Burgum explain.
If you were to ask me what's the thing that keeps me awake at night, this is the issue. And it's so thrilling and refreshing that you understand the scale, the magnitude, and the importance of this, the AI arms race, which is really driven by access to electricity. And China last year brought on 94.5 gigawatts of coal-powered electricity. 1 gigawatt is Denver, so they brought on 94 Denvers just last year. That's more than all we have today for all of California and all of New York. Is less than 94. So they added a New York and a California worth of electricity last year just from coal. They're still getting 60% of their base load from coal. And people may stop listening when they hear the word coal, but coal, from an electricity standpoint, thermal coal is fantastic base load. It has, you know, all the characteristics to allow you to maintain amperage and voltage to keep a system going. And I think we just saw in Spain, you know, they were celebrating on April 12th of this past month that they'd shut down their last coal plant. And then a week after that, they were celebrating the fact that they had their first day of 100% renewables on their system. And then the next week, they were a global news story because people were trapped in subways, all airline flights canceled.
Yep.
Hospitals were panicking with lack of power because they had a rolling blackout and grid failure, because it just defies physics. You can't run an electrical grid with just intermittent power. You cannot run with something that is based in intermittent is the definition of solar or wind, because the sun doesn't shine at night and the wind doesn't blow every day.
Texter writes, Tara, look at our weather today as an example of wind and solar energy. How much are we getting this week? There's just not going to be manufacturing these weeks. And that's what the left wants. Again, all of this going on the week, don't miss this. Global warming slash climate change as a theory crashed and burned. It's over. Two studies to prove it using NASA satellite data. Burnt more coal than ever before. Last year in human history, record-breaking gains in the ice sheet. It's freezing, folks. It's getting colder. It should be getting hotter. It's not. And the mainstream media blacking that out because they know isn't going to change anything. We have got to stop this delusion. The funniest part about it is that the first study, the one on the Antarctic, was done by Chinese scientists using our own NASA data. They are literally mocking us. You idiots. And they're laughing because they know we'll just continue with the cult-like belief and destroy our society. Pass the Kool-Aid. So it's great to see Trump trying to get somewhere with the tariffs, but it also doesn't matter if we don't fix the energy situation. What would that take? Well, a lot of it is going to take rewriting of the regs by Congress passing legislation, and they don't seem to be able to do it. They haven't done anything since they've been, I mean, it's May. This is one of the things Trump needs. He can't get it. They're going to run out the clock and go back to pretending climate change is real.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.